Kalim Perches Mishnah Beis. This Mishnah is a continuation of Mishnah Aleph that talks about a kiveres p'chusa upkuka tluya b'tanur. What that means is you have something that's enclosed, you have tumah or something, oichel, that's maybe or maybe not exposed to tumah, that's in the tanur or in the klicheret. It's in a kiveres, which means if there's the opening of the kiveres or the kuka is sticking out from the top, and inside it's surrounded, but it has a hole, and the hole is plugged. That was the tzura of the Mishnah. Let's say the kli, the kiveris in question, was a complete kli. It didn't have a hole that was stuffed with tissues. It has din of a kli, and it's chaytzit. The chayin hakupa, a kupa is like a bag, sack. It's also like a kli. V'chein ha-chemes. A chemes is a water bottle. You already have that by Yishmael and Hogar. So it's also a complete kli. Sheretz b'soicha. The sheretz is inside one of these. The tum is nechtzatz, and it doesn't go over to the contents of the tanur, to anything that's inside, to the tanur itself. Ha-tanur tohor. Ha-sheretz batanur. If the sheretz is batanur, acholin she-b'soicha tohirin. Either way, it's chaytzitz. Now this din is not necessarily a svara. The Rav brings a pasuk, because I'll say this in a few places, called the drash of teichoi v'loi teich teichoi. The pasuk says in Parshas HaTumah V'Tahir in Shmini, Hashir yipo mehem el teichoi, the din of avir klicheretz, is that it has a teich, v'loi teich teichoi, which means something in something, a sheretz or an oichel, in something, in another type of kli, that's in a klicheretz. Anything that's called teich, that's Kaveh Mokum for itself, is Choytzetz being considered the Toich of the Tanur. Now this is not a simple din of Chatzitza, because Lamoshal, if the sack or the Kiveres or anything else is completely in the oven, then Avada, the whole thing is in the Toich of the oven. The fact that it's enclosed by the sack that's sealed doesn't render it non the Toich of the oven. This is a Gzeis HaKosuv of toichoi, but when the thing that's inside has a different entrance, so then it's mafkiyat from the shame toichoi. It's toich toichoi. What's mavur over here? You look at the Gemara in Zvachim Dav Gimel Chul Dav Chavei that talks about this. Is that the din of toichoi v'lo toich toichoi? There's a ribui that afilu what's called afilu kli shetef. Kli shetef means lafuke kli cheres. Shetef is miloshin rinsing, because a regular kli can be put into a mikveh, can be rinsed off, so to speak. It's Yeshava. Now, what's the Chiddush? You look at Rashi and Zvachim. Rashi points out what the Chiddush is. The Chiddush is that why not say that just because it's in one Toich, that shouldn't be in the other Toich? And again, like we said, it's not just a physical thing because it's surrounded by something else, because it could be completely surrounded by somebody else, and it's still in the Kli Cheres. It's still in the Tanur. Elamites, it's a Kosev that's Mafkia, the shame, Toich of this Kli Cheres. So maybe it's only where the toich toichoi is another klicheres. You want to know if it's in the toich of the tanner? No, it's in the toich of another tanner, of another klicheres rather. That klicheres has its own toich, and it's not considered toich toichoi of the tanner to transmit or be mekabel tumah from whatever's in the tanner. That being said, there's a chiddush that even klishetev also has that halacha. This would be the pashta hesber in the vafilu klishetev. The problem is that Rashi adds a whole other layer. And Rashi is very, very shrewd. Rashi says that the reason why klishetev is matzel and it's called teich teichoi and not teichoi, the lashon of Rashi is loy mi boy klicheres, that klicheres is only mitame mitoichoi v'loy mi gaboy. So it's not considered as being mekabel tumah from that which is in the Tanna. El afilu klishetev, which is mitame b'gaboy, the klishetev is not choytzis mitnei atumah shebetoichoi. Why? Because a klishetev is never mekabel tumah from the toich of a tanner. Which means that the klishetev itself is never mekabel tumah from being in the same oven as a sheretz. Only oichel, not kelim, because a kli can't become a sheni, like we explained. The sheretz in the tanner transmits tumah to the tanner, becomes a rishon, and the Tana transmits to the Acholim Shebesaych, it becomes a Sheni. But it's not Metama Kelim. Kelim can become a Sheni. It's only Metama Echum. That being said, because the klishetef that's in the tanur can't be mekabel tuma, that's why it's choitzitz mipnei atuma. It doesn't sound like there's a pashut one kli b'toich, another one is keveh, shem toich toich even v'loy toich. It's not sharing the same space as the sheretz because it's in a different toichoy. It's in a toich toich, not the toich. He doesn't say that. He says a word because it's choitzis b'nei atuma. The klal is that kol dova mekabel tuma choitzis b'nei atuma. This is really sugis and again toi holois. So over here, the walls of the kli inside, since there won't be mekabel tuma from the sheretz being in the same oven, are also choitzis mipnei, the transmission from the sheretz to the oichel or vice versa. But it's not because of stam, it's not a shame toichoy. The way we explained it, which means that there's a chilik bimuhus between a toichoy and a toich toichoy. In another thing is considered not in that airspace, and then there would be a havamina that in another klicheres defines it as not in the outer klicheres because it's in its own klicheres. Mashenkin, if it's in a plastic bag, inside a plastic bag doesn't make it not in the klicheres. That is the pashtus of the sugya within chum daf gimel, which is the musig, that something which is mimino is machriv. When you have two things that are made from the same material or built on the same lines, one could disrupt the other. Mashenk, when you have two things, but one is not shaykh to the other, one doesn't redefine the other. In the context, we'll just say it over. In the context over there, the sugya is talking about that even though there's a din of psul shalay lishma, if a person is mechashiv a karbon, and his mechashiv to shech the carbon oil l'shem shlam, it passels the carbon. To a certain extent, it passels the carbon. That's only a machshev as kachim, but if he thinks that he's shechting chulin, there it doesn't passel. Why? Mino, or machshava, which is a different type of kachim, it's a kachim dika thought, passels, creates a din shalay l'shmo. Loy mino, a machshava, which is loy mino, which is a machshava of chulin, loy machshev, it's loy mimin atayna. So over here also, a kli cheres in another kli cheres interrupts the continuity of the space called inside the outer kli cheres. It's not anymore in that space. Inside a sack or some other type of kli doesn't define it as not in the kli cheres. It's in the sack and it's also in the kli cheres. Mina machriv, lo mina lo machriv. So Tosfos is the pshuta, the mikra over there in the sugi. The way we learned Rashi is no. Even in a toich toichoy, it would be mitame, except for the fact that there's a choitzetz called something which is not mekabel tuma. Something which is not mekabel tuma is a block in the transmission of tuma in an ear space. Again, the musik is something we'll see barichus in aholus. Masha enkein, where it's something that's mekabel tuma, so it's suffused by tuma, it absorbs tuma and passes it on. So Memela, it doesn't block the transmission of Tumah. That's the Musig over here. Reb Chaim has a whole Arichus on this in Perek Yudal Mehilchus Kelim. And he speaks out Mufurish this point that even where the Kli that's, let's say, a Cholm is inside and there's a Sheretz outside, it doesn't make a difference if the Kli itself is Tumah or not Tumah, even though a Kli Tumah can't be Chaitz because it's Dover Sheyesh by Tumah. But in the Din of Toich Toich, it's Keveh that's not in the Toich. It's in a toich toich, it's not in the same airspace. That hagdara stands for itself, whether tumah is transmitted or not, whether there's a choitzitz or not. He speaks out this point of Vurish, l'chay Rashi yamid kenegdai. According to Rashi, there's no automatic that we're keveya in a separate kli, as a toich toich that doesn't have the din of toich, tumah would be transmitted, except that there's a choitzitz. And that choitzitz, every choitzitz has a din, that a dover hamekabel tuma is not oimid as a choitzitz between transmitting tuma between two things, and therefore you would have to dan on a klishet of is it mekabel tuma or not migavoy. That's the way Rashi says it. If you look at the Or Godel over here and the El Yerabo, they seem to say something else, that when you have one kli inside another, well, remember what we're talking about over here is where the top of the kli sticks out. So there's another matter called the top of the kli, blocking access, There's a bazunder din when a kli cheres is closed on the top, is sealed on top. What's called in Maseches Eretz the din of tzomet psil. So that din is a bazunder gzeres hakosuv, that it creates a separate space, which is not makabel tumah even though it's in the same oil. That din is a din in kli cheres, not a din in kli shetev. Therefore, there would be a havamina that kli shetev over here should not be matzah. We're not talking about tumas mace. There would be a havamina over here that din tzomet psil, when the opening is sticking above the toich of the tanur or the kiraim or the kli cheres, that din you wouldn't have by kli shetev, kamash malon, that over here you have it. You just don't have it whenever you need this specific din of tzomet psil, which we'll have to see exactly what the confines of that is. Ayin in the mefarshim over here. What happens if the kiveres or the kupo or the chemes is sticking into the tanur? Is nikavu, gets a hole in it. So when it gets a hole in it that would render it itself ois kli, then that would be mevatel the shem kli, and then memela it's in the same airspace. We'll say it in that nosach, it's in the same airspace as whatever's in the tanur. Now in Mishnah Aleph we did have shittas of Elazar that argued on the chacham that holds that even without a shem kli, that means even a kli sheyesh ben nekev is choitzis ben achitzin l'pnim. That should be true over here also, mefarshim say. So what is the share of a nekev which would take away the shem kli, and then the sheretz and the oichel are considered in the same airspace? Anything that's made to function as holding on to food, the share of oichel, the share of achil, is because I assume the share of a nekev which is meaningful to me, mevatel the shem kli, is the share of an asiyas nekev of a zayis. However, also the mashkin shiure b'mashkin, it has to do with, remember, not with a little bit mashkin leaking out, but b'koinis mashkin, we've had before. Ha also the kachu lekachiv, it's made for oichel and for shtia matil and oisel lechumray, you go lahachmir, which means that even if there's a smaller hole, we see it as being mevatel the shem kli. It's mevatel the shem kli. It melts in the same airspace. The sheretz catches to the oichel. And the share of that, like we said, by mashkin is b'koinis mashkin. Now, the way the Rav says it is that this din of nikvu, nekev, nikvu, ha'osil oichel means that that's the share, the regular share of being matar midei tumason. So, what's interesting is that we had in Perek Gimel before, we're going to have later on Perek Zayin, that there are different shiurim, there are going to be different types of kelim in when it's matar. Till now we've been learning the halachos of kli cheres, but when you learn Perek Zayin, the shear of a nekev levatel din toichoi by a kli eitz is b'moitzi rimoin. The kli or the shiuroi is something else. Look at Mishnah Beis over there, kli matchis. We'll have Perek Yudalad. So every single kli lechoi should be lefi the shear hamavatle. That's mafkir the shem kli. That's what it would be mavur if you just learned the Mishnah with Rav. Lemaisa, when you open up the Rambam, as there stated in Rambam Mufurish in Perek Gedal Kelim Halakotes, but the Ravid is massing over there by Richus that the Stoma the Mishnah Bayot sounds like there's one shear. The Ravid speaks out by Richus that even though each type of material that a kli is made from has a different shear, the Gabi Mavatul Hashem kli Avalinian. I mean the Losh and the Ravid Avalinian had Solom Avir had Tumo Kulon Shovim. The Ravid's mechir from the Mishnah, the stomach of the Mishnah is that all the shiurim of every type of kli is the same thing. What's takab shah? So Reb Chaim has a whole arichus to explain the shit to the Ravid. The Rambam is the pashtus. What's behind the Ravid? In Ravid shteit a new vort. The din over here is not a function of being mevatel the shem kli. It's a din of being considered that the kli is not airtight. That then there's a penetration, there's a pesach, he calls it, between the toich of kli pnimi with the outer space, the kli chitzon. In terms of pesach, open space, the shear has a uniform shear. It's not totally in the bittel of the kli be'etzim, it's totally in being considered an open space. And that is one shear. Haroi lamashkim, haroi lo'echu. Now the Rambam's not chalik in the etzim yisoy, the Rambam shita is also tumua. Because the Rambam Shita is that if it's a kli shetef, if anything besides a kli cheres, it's kemoitzi zesim. If it's a kli cheres, there you have the din of the Mishnah, also loichlin, also the mashkin, just tell you, shiur b'zeisim, shiur b'kainis mashkin, that's for sure, shver. Because if by kli cheres, there's a difference between oichel, also loichlin, also the mashkin, then why by kli shetef, would it be an across the board mitzvah zeisim? It means all kli shetef, kli or kli aids, kli mateches, they all have one shiur, bein also loichel, bein also the mashkin, they're all by mitzvah zeisim. What's the pshat that? See, here as well, what you're going to have to say is, and it's kemat mefurish in the Meforshim, in the Ravid and others in Alteres Kainim, that there's two shiur, the Mishnah's Tayyus has this barichus. There's two distinct dinim that you're going to have to say in the Rambam. It's true that the Rambam's maskim also that there's a din of asiyas pesach, an open space. And in that, the shir, which is a shir by Kli Cheres, but which has a din of Toichoi and Toichoi, like we explained before, that the second Kli Cheres Pnimi is Mevatl, the Shem Toich, of being in the space of the outside Kli Cheres. So then the openness that works connected that is a uniform shir of Meitzizayis. Meitzizayis is a space which considers the Kli not airtight. If it's not airtight, so one doesn't block off from the other. That din is a uniform din, and it's a din, that's why it's a din by Kli Cheres, because that's the din in question by Kli Cheres. The din of when it's called airtight, the shir in that is Moitzi Zeisim, B'chol Oifen Shuhu. Then there's another din. There's a din of that when the Kli, Shem Kli becomes bottle, with the way we started, the Shem Kli becomes bottle, the Memele, it's not Zebetok Zeh, it's not two different spaces. What's Mevatl the Kli? And that the shir is b'roi l'mashkin b'shir kainis mashkin b'roi l'oichel b'maitzizayis. And the shiurim of bitl ha'kli are shiurim in kli cheres. So by kli cheres, you don't need the shir of maitzizayis over there. By a miyuchid l'mashke, as long as it's kainis mashke, that's also mevatl the shir. By kli shetef, that's not the shir of bitl ha'kli. We'll have to learn about kli shetef. So over there, there's a bazunder edin that it's only k'maitzizayis that would open it up, that would be considered a Shem Pesach, and then there's no separation of spaces, it's not Toich Toichoi. That's the Bi'ah Divrei HaMishnah. Mishnah Gimel, Srido Shehin Nesuno Al Pi HaTanur V'Shekas V'Soichoi. Srido is a like a flat board that's made out of cheres. Not clear exactly what the nature of the word Srido is. Some of the Mefarshim say it's related to the word Surod. We have by Bigdei Kehuna in Parshas, a big day kuna, it says big day surod. Surod is miloshin, the begotten that were used. Surod is miloshin shimush. This is a board that's used. Very sounds like a very vague loshin. We're not talking here about a flat board. That's the regular type of surido. Here we're talking about that shekas the teicha. That means that the inside is sunken in. The inside of the board goes down into the tanur, but the board is flat on top of the tanur, and part of it goes into the tanur. Ve'en lo gapayim, doesn't have an edge around it, it doesn't have a base kibbutz, it's a flat board, just part of it sinks inward. Sheretz b'teicho, if in the part that sinks into the tanur there's a sheretz, hatanur tome, because the sheretz is bavir of the tame of the tanur. Sheretz b'tanur. If the sheretz is in the oven itself, acholum shebetoicho, in the srido that shekas b'toicha tanur, tmeim, is considered one ear space. She'en matzil miyad kli cheres al kelim. This srido doesn't have a shem kli. It's flat. Doesn't have an edge around it. Doesn't have a base kibul. The shekas b'toicha is not a base kibul. So all it is just a piece of cheres. Not matzel. Whatever's in the oven is in the srido. Whatever's in the srido is in the oven as well. For my see, you look at some of the mefarshim, it sounds like the whole thing is made out of kli cheres. The chaznish and others are very skeptical. They're talking about kli cheres. Normally, you're talking about something flat with a part that's sunken in. You're talking about something that's soft material. Kli cheres is very hard, stiff material. It's not going to be a chelik that's shakua. Alamai, that part in the middle is a separate base kibul. We're talking about something where there's a bulge, so it goes into the ear space of the tanner. But it's not a something bifnei atzmai, so it has to be made out of oil, or beged, or sak, or something like that. But the idea is the same. The point is that it's not a separate kli. So mele it's not kaveh b'akum latzma. It's in the airspace of the tanner. Next case, chavis shehim meleah mashkin toherin. You have a chavis that's full of mashkin toherin, and it's unesuna. There's a hole in the ground. Lemato min nechushtoy shel tanur. Nechusht is a word we haven't met up with now. It means the bottom of the tanur. So it's in the ground below the tanur. It's sunken in. Vayse is the top of the chavis that's full. Maybe they stored it there to keep it fresh, keep it cool. There's a bottle of water, a jug of water. And they put it in the ground below a tanur. The tanur is sitting on the ground. Sunken into the ground is the chavis. But there's no airspace between the tanur. The chavis is below the tanur, but it's not sharing airspace. So therefore, hasheretz b'tanur, chavis b'mashkin tov. The sheretz in the tanur is not mitami the inside of the jug. Now the truth of the matter is that this vort would be negay also legabi the chavis itself. Is the sheretz mitame the klicheres? And the answer is that a sheretz is not metame klicheres migaboy. Elamai, the airspace is open of inside the chavis to the sheretz. Not true. It's just below. The nekuda over here is that what's below is not considered exposed to the airspace even. So truth be told, that a klicheres which is ba'avir of a tanur is not megabel tumah. It's only oichel that's mekabel tumah from a kli cheres, from a sheretz to the kli, to the tanur, to the oichel, but not another kli cheres. So the kli cheres itself wouldn't have to be spoken out over here. The nekuda is that the chavis is malei mashkin, so we're relating to the contents of the chavis. Why not say that sharing the airspace and therefore the mashkin comes tamei? That the Mishnah has to say tohirin. Why does the Mishnah say dafka mashkin? Why does it say it's full of oranges? And the answer to that is that we want to point out that the mashkin, there's a din derabbanon, that mashkin that's inside a kli chavis, inside a kli cheres, or any place, any mashkin that comes to me, is mitame kelim, midirabbanon. We point that out a number of times, that even though the mashkin becomes a sheni letumo, it's chayzer and it's mitame a kli that it comes into contact with. Even though the kli midiraisa certainly can't become tame from the mashkin. So because of that din derabbanan, it's a ki'ilu, what we're speaking at is that the mashkin doesn't become tomei, and it can't be metame back to chavis. If you would say oichel, then there wouldn't be a meduma on the chavis. In order to say ha-chavis va-mashkin toherin, you say mashkin. Okay. Hoise kvuyo. You have a chavis that's on top of the tanah, not on bottom. It's upside down. So the bottom of the chavis sticks into the tanah, if anything. Upiyo la-vira tanah. Hasheretz batanur, if there's a sheretz in the tanur, mashke tefeach shebeshuli hachoviz tohor. The mashke that's inside the chovis, it's possible that it becomes tamei because that's exposed to the ear space of the tanur. The mouth of the chovis is sticking into the tanur, so the ear space is open. There's nothing blocking them. However, mashke, dried mashke that's on top of the chovis, is not in the airspace, it's above the airspace of a tanner. Same way we just had in the case before. Below the airspace of a tanner is not Makabal, that's not Toyk of a tanner. Above the airspace also is not Makabal Tumor. Now, look at Gans Pashut. There's no exposure between the mashka that's on top of the chavis, that's dried to the top of the chavis. There's no mashka, there's no exposure, there's no avir between the sheretz and melech tametame. However, the wording in the Mishnah is mashke toifeach. Normally, whenever we talk about mashke, the terminology toifeach means lafuke toifeach amanas latvich. This is something worth defining. Not really a meseches kelim dikamusik. There's other meseches that deal with this extensively. Tyrus, Yodayim. Toifeach is when a liquid is wet enough that if you touch your finger to it, your finger gets wet. Tefech amanas lahatfiach is when the mashke is loose enough and wet enough that if you put your finger to it, your finger becomes moist enough that if you then touch another surface, that surface becomes wet. So it's a little bit more liquid, a little bit more liquidity. That being said, the shear of Teferach HaManas LaTviach is what's brought in the Rishayim. Teferach is Matmir. What's the mission talking about? But the pshat is based on the Rishayim, is that only if the Mashke is Teferach, so it's not considered a Dovor Bifne Atzmoy that has Tumas Mashke. What that means is, if there would be liquid in the Avir of the Kli Cheres, it would be Mekabel Tumah from the Sheretz, obviously, because sharing the same airspace. Then it would be Metame, the Din Derabbanan that we mentioned before, that Mashke is Metame Chovis, so it would be Metame the Chovis. And then the Chovis would be Metame the stock, the dried liquid, that's on top of the Chovis, which is Bechlal not sharing airspace. So the point is over here that if there was Mashke, that's Teferach HaManas LaTviach, on the bottom, not only would it become tummy, it would render the mashka that's on top of the kli, as a domino effect, it would become tummy also. So the Mishnah speaks that out with this knage. The mashka tefeyach, shehu b'shul le'achavis is tar, even if there's mashka on the bottom. But since it's only mashka that's tefeyach, it's not metam of the chavis. And it's not metam of the chavis, because it doesn't have a shame mashka. It's only Teferach HaManas LaTviach that has the Shem Mashke to be Metame, that has Gzeres Mashke to be Metame the Chovis. So then the Mashke that's on top of the Chovis cannot become Tame. Now here there's a Tesefes Knech in Lomdes. Mishnah's Tiris brings an Arichus Dvorin. There's two ways to understand the din that Teferach HaManas LaTviach, Tumas Mashke has that share. One is that without Teferach HaManas LaTviach, that measure of moistness is not Mashke at all. If it's not mashke at all, it's not mekabel tumah, and it doesn't transmit tumah. So then the dried mashke on the bottom wouldn't be mekabel tumah either. So what the Mishnah is saying is that if it's not teferach HaManas LaTviach, the mashke that's on the bottom is not mekabel tumah, and really it doesn't transmit. Other achrenim, brings from the Mikdash David, is that the mashke on the bottom could become tumah. If it's not teferach HaManas LaTviach, it doesn't transmit tumah. The same way, there's a din between Kabbalah's Tumah, according to a lot of Rishonim, Kabbalah's Tumah is b'mashu. The shiurin of transmitting Tumah by Oichlin is a greater shiur. But the shiur mashke also, it has to be Teferach HaManas LaTviach in order to be metame. Even though to become tame, it can become tame where it's just mashke of Teferach. So what we're saying Teferach is that even if there's mashke on the bottom of the kli, the part that sticks in and shears ear space with the sheret, it can become tumme, but it can't transmit tumma to the chavis in order to be metame the mashkin on top. That's why the Mishnah says tefeyach.